And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, the 17th of April, 2014. It's the birthday of the writer who said, "My advice to you is not to inquire why or whither, but just enjoy your ice cream while it is on your plate." Thornton Wilder, born Madison, Wisconsin, 1897. Father was a diplomat. Wilder and his four brothers and sisters moved back and forth between Asia and the United States. Went to Oberlin, then to Yale, got a job teaching French at a boys' boarding school. In 1926, he spent the summer at McDowell Colony, Writer's Retreat in New Hampshire, and he started work on his new novel, The Bridge of San Luis Rey, set in the 18th century, story of a bridge that collapses in Lima, Peru, while five people are crossing it. The collapse witnessed by a Franciscan monk who becomes obsessed by it and tries to figure out why those five people had to die. Wilder finished it less than a year later. It was an immediate success, sold nearly 300,000 copies, which enabled him to quit his job and build a house for himself and his parents and his sisters in Hamden, Connecticut, which was his residence for the rest of his life. His plays were popular, especially Our Town and his play The Matchmaker, which was adapted into the musical Hello, Dolly. Somewhere every day, the play Our Town is being performed by somebody. And Emily says her line, "Oh, Earth, you're too wonderful for anybody to realize you. Do any human beings ever realize life while they live it every minute?" When he was 65, Thornton Wilder, famous writer, comfortable in Connecticut, busy being a literary man, he decided to escape from his own life and got in his Thunderbird convertible, drove west for 10 days. His car broke down in Arizona, just outside of Douglas, Arizona, and he got himself a hotel room, and he stuck around for almost a year and got started on a novel, which came out 4 years later, The Eighth Day, and it won a National Book Award. Here's a poem for today by Faith Sheeran, Birds and Bees. When my daughter starts asking, I realize I don't know which, if any, birds have penises. I can't picture how swans do it. I'm even confused about bees, that fat queen and her neurotic workers, her children grown in cells. I'm worried by turtles and snakes, their parts hidden in places I have never seen. How do they undress? Long ago, awash in college boyfriends, I knew a little about sex. I understood the dances and calls, the pretty plumage. Now I'm as ignorant as a child. We've gone to the library to find books, though I know sex is too wild for words. The desire to be kissed is the desire to live forever in the mouth of pleasure. My God, I can never tell my daughter the truth. It is a secret, the way spring is a secret, buried in February's fields. It is a secret, the way babies are a secret, hidden by skin or egg, their bodies made of darkness." Birds and Bees by Faith Sheeran from her collection Moving the Piano, published by Stephen F. Austin University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's Poetry app, available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org/mobile. And by Anchor Bay Entertainment, with Philomena, directed by Stephen Frears and starring Steve Coogan and Judi Dench, on Blu-ray and DVD. Produced by Joy Biles, assistance from Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.